Read 180 Audiobooks presents Before We Were Free by Julio Alvarez. Before you start reading, let me tell you something about the book. Before We Were Free is set in the Dominican Republic, a small island country in the Caribbean, in late 1960 and early 1961. At that time, the Dominican Republic was ruled by a dictator named General Rafael Molino Trujillo. The general was also known simply as El Jefe, a Spanish term that means the chief in English. As dictator, El Jefe, who first took power in 1930, had absolute control over the Dominican Republic and its people. His secret police force, the SIM, backed him up by arresting, jailing, and sometimes killing anyone who spoke out against Trujillo. During his 30 years in power, El Jefe made himself very wealthy, while treating the Dominican people very poorly. By 1960, many Dominicans hated Trujillo and wanted him gone, and groups of people had begun to meet secretly and plot how they could get rid of him. Eventually, these plotters succeeded in assassinating, killing Trujillo. But even with El Jefe gone, the Dominican Republic continued to have many political problems. The narrator of this book is a young Dominican girl whose adult relatives are involved in the plot to get rid of El Jefe. Before We Were Free is a work of historical fiction. The narrator and her family and friends are not real people, but most of the big events she describes really happened in the Dominican Republic. The author of the book, Julia Alvarez, really lived in the Dominican Republic as a child during the time that Trujillo was in power, and her own father and other family members actually were involved in the plot against the dictator. To learn more about their real-life experiences, read the author's note and the interview with Julia Alvarez at the back of the book. Turn to page 1 in Before We Were Free and get ready to follow along as you listen. But first, here's a word from your reading coach.
Hi, I'm Miles. We'll be reading Before We Were Free together. I'll be jumping in from time to time to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll also show you some of the things I do to figure out difficult words or confusing parts of the book. When you hear this sound, it means I have something to say. Before we get started, let's take a look at those maps at the very beginning of the book. One is called the compound, and the other is called the Mancini's house. They don't make much sense now, but I think they show where some of the characters in the book live. When we've learned more about the characters and their homes, you can always stop the recording and go back to the maps to help you picture where the story is taking place. Okay, let's get started. We're on page 1. Don't forget to follow along in your book as you're listening.
Before We Were Free by Julia Alvarez. One, the eraser in the shape of the Dominican Republic. May I have some volunteers? Mrs. Brown is saying. We are preparing skits for Thanksgiving, 2 weeks away. Although the Pilgrims never came to the Dominican Republic, we are attending the American school, so we have to celebrate American holidays. It's a hot, muggy afternoon. I feel lazy and bored. Outside the window, the palm trees are absolutely still, not even a breeze. Some of the American students have been complaining that it doesn't feel like Thanksgiving when it's as hot as the 4th of July. Mrs. Brown is looking around the room. My cousin Carla sits in the seat in front of me, waving her arm. Mrs. Brown calls on Carla and then on me. Carla and I are to play the parts of two Indians welcoming the Pilgrims. Mrs. Brown always gives the not-so-good parts to those of us in class who are Dominicans. She hands us each a headband with a feather sticking up like one rabbit ear. I feel ridiculous. Okay, Indians, come forward and greet the Pilgrims. Mrs. Brown motions toward where Joey Farland and Charlie Price stand with their toy rifles and the Davy Crockett hats they've talked Mrs. Brown into letting them wear. Even I know the pioneers come after the Pilgrims. Anita, she points at me, I want you to say, "Welcome to the United States."